AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department says there were fewer job openings in July compared to the previous month. It's a sign hiring could cool in the next few months. The Federal Reserve is watching these numbers closely. If the evidence is clear hiring is faltering, the Fed might decide at its next meeting later this month to start cutting its key interest rate. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Portsmouth, New Hampshire today. She'll talk about her plan to expand tax incentives for small businesses. Former President Donald Trump will speak to the Economic Club of New York tomorrow. A group representing survivors of families bereaved by a 2017 deadly high-rise fire in London say they want to deliver justice.
After the release of a major damning report into the disaster in which 72 people lost their lives, Natasha Elcott of Grenfell United says today's report speaks to the lack of competence, understanding, and fundamental failure to perform the most basic duties of care.
We paid the price of systematic dishonesty, institutional indifference and neglect.
The report, released after a years-long public inquiry, said decades of failures had turned Grenfell Tower into a death trap. Elcock urges the new government to bring charges against those who are culpable for the deaths of our loved ones. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea says North Korea has again launched suspected trash-carrying balloons. People north of Seoul are being warned to stay indoors and beware of objects dropping from the sky. There have been no reports of injuries. North Korea in recent weeks has flown thousands of balloons toward the south to drop waste paper, cloth scraps, and cigarette butts in what it described as retaliation against South Korean civilian activists flying anti-Pyongyang propaganda leaflets across the border. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has submitted his resignation ahead of an expected major government reshuffle in Ukraine. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks wavered in morning trading on Wall Street Wednesday, a day after the market's worst performance in a month. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%, following a 2.1% drop a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 70 points, or 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.5%. Dollar Tree slumped 20% after the discount retailer slashed its full-year earnings forecast. Spam maker Hormel Foods fell 7% after trimming its fiscal year sales forecast. Job openings fell in July amid lower demand for workers. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Damian Troisi, New York.
Members of the Nordstrom family, with the help of a Mexican retail group, are offering to take the century-old department store private for more than $3 billion per share cash. The Mexican retail group is called El Puerto de Liverpool and operates more than 300 stores in Mexico. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.